Access big savings every day, all in the Kroger app.
Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick, and it's time for this week's matchups episode. This one on the offense for that huge divisional matchup against the Steelers. Lots of playoff implications. Really a critical game for the Ravens. They must win it if they really hope to win the AFC North this year. Joining me, as always, to discuss these matchups is co-host Frazier Tafar. Frazier, how are you doing?
Doing good, Ken. Glad to be back for the offensive show. Had a really good defensive show, bringing up some of the key issues like how we're going to deploy Trey White and Nate Wiggins in coverage, and then also Ravens linebackers and safeties versus Steelers tight ends, trying to see how we'll fare up against them going against Russell Wilson's new look offense for this year. Focus on the offense. I'm excited to see how Lamar comes out. Only really one win against the Steelers in his career. Let's see if he can continue to change that trend. After last season was a drop fest on offense, let's see if we can have a bounce back performance.
Yeah, some other things on the defensive side. We talked about Travis Jones and whatnot, and the need for the pass rush to have a big game versus a kind of a beaten up Steelers offensive line that has a lot of problems. And then, of course, how they're going to deploy against the Pittsburgh receiving assets is another question entirely. But I know you had some thoughts on the Ravens' power run game for the offensive side here.
Yep. First matchup of the night, I have, like you mentioned, Ravens' power run game versus the Steelers' front seven. This is the most formidable defense the Ravens are going against this year. It's going to be a true task of our strengths versus their strength. The Ravens haven't been able to get Derrick Henry going the way we've been looking for the past couple of weeks. Defense have been really selling out to stop the run, and it's been not effective is the right word, but they're getting the job done, especially in the first half. Most of Derrick Henry's runs are coming in the second half when the game's almost decided. This week, we have to really establish the run. The Steelers are going to really attack the gaps, and we got to figure out how we're going to pop open Henry and make these holes. They're not going to make it easy. They got guys like Hayward, Watt on the outside, and PQ in the middle. It's going to be hard to get these run fits against a stout defensive front like Pittsburgh.
Deshaun Elliott having a big year also at strong safety for them. Great run fit player with 18 stops and only two missed tackles this year. Queen's actually had a pretty lousy year for tackling, which is one of the things I'm hoping helps get the Ravens power run game started. Getting blocked a few times by Ricard, by Kohler. Have some create some opportunities like where him. Any of those, anything where Queen's in pursuit and he takes a little bit of contact is usually not good. He has a hard time getting around linemen, as we saw in Baltimore for a lot of his career here in terms of shedding blocks. And this year he's had a particularly bad stops to miss tackle year. So he did have his best game last week. And I'm hopeful that if Derrick Henry does face him for first contact, that he's able to shed him once or twice and that'll end up being a difference in this ball game. But definitely one of the weak spots in their thing. I think the Ravens, in order to run the ball effectively, it could be a power run game and they can certainly do that. But I think I would state as more of a playing off their power and even playing off some of the things they do to show pulls, pulls and power or zone blocking, playing off some of that to do other things, whether that means play action passes or whether that means a handoff to Mitchell going in the other direction or just zone reads for Jackson in particular. But this is a game where I'd probably like to see a few less zone reads for Lamar. How do you feel about that?
I definitely agree. Maybe, well, it seems like the defenses have definitely this is not like a new adjustment to the read option, but they're definitely taking the gaps and not really reading. They're just flying towards the pitch point inflection, and they're just making Lamar decide. And most of the time when he does decide, there's someone right in his face. So it seems like they do have the option sort of figured out on assignment and key wise. I would say if you run the zone read, it's only really isolating TJ Watt and making him make a choice and having everyone else block everyone else, and TJ Watt, the read blocks him. So I think that is the only reason why we'd run it. But other than that, I think it's going to be trying to get the power run game going. And then also, I do imagine we're going to see pony backfield with Mitchell and Henry.
All right. I think we could see some of that too. I don't think it necessarily means Mitchell's in the backfield specifically, but I think he'll be on the field with him. And I still consider that a pony in the same way if he's lined up at flanker and is in jet motion. The Ravens need all of their assets for my next point, which is the receivers versus zone coverage. They really need to take advantage of the suddenness of Zay Flowers in terms of his route running, because he's become very adept at coming back to space in zone. It's been a big improvement in his game. He's not a route runner in the classic sense that he's throwing off the opposing cornerback or really reading his leverage. He's just trying to be as quick as he can to plant his foot in the ground and come back. One of the very special things, by the way, if you look at Zay Flowers on tape, one of the things you notice is the guy does not have to sit in the chair like a big receiver in order to decelerate. He literally just has to put his foot in the ground and he's going the other direction. It's like driving a Corvette versus driving a minivan in terms of how these two things have to start and stop. I mean, literally, if you watch a George Pickens or a DJ Metcalf or any of the big effective tall receivers, they still have to sit way down. They have to literally get both feet in front of them, sit in the chair going backwards, and then they can break out of that fairly quickly to go back south towards the quarterback again. But cornerbacks have more time to react to that. With Zay, they just don't have that same amount of time, and he knows how to find that open space and zone a little better than he did last year. They have Deontay Johnson, who in theory is able to do that. We haven't seen it yet as the Ravens, but I think this is a week where he may get some more snaps and some targets. And then, the other thing is the other, group that should be able to take advantage of this is the tight ends on some play action. I mean, whether it's Andrews, whether likely plays or not, whether it's Kohler, whoever it is, they should be getting some opportunities to slip out into space. And Jackson should have some opportunity from under center in particular to freeze the linebackers. Really can freeze the linebackers from anywhere, but can definitely do it under center. What else did I want to say about that? I think that's really the main points. I think I want to see them run more under center than they have at any time this year, because I think it's more important than it has been. Hopefully also set up a few crack toss plays that get the ball to the outside. Just hardly any substitute for getting Henry out on the side against smaller players. So if you can get him past the edge, particularly if you get the edge to run out of the play, you got a real good opportunity there.
Yeah, and just to go back to Zay Flowers' route running, the route that I really love Zay run is that 20 to 30 yard out route that him and Lamar just seem to have down to a T. It's like every time we need a big gain, they just hit that out route, and it's like, wow, it's just money every single time. So those kind of things I love from Zay Flowers, the over routes, the quick shiftiness, like you mentioned. It's encouraging to see how he's come along in his second year as a number one receiver. So great to see from him.
Well, the Ravens have almost a perfect passer rating throwing to him between 10 and 19 yards. So between Zay Flowers, between 10 and 19 yards. Do I have that here? Yeah. 149.1 passer rating. I'm sorry, that's just in the middle of the field. It's 116.7 on the left side and 125.8 on the right side.
Didn't you know it's possible to get THC shipped right to your door? Mood delivers premium 100% federally legal THC directly to you. I'm talking about delicious high potency gummies, top shelf flower, home baked cookies, vapes, anything you'd find at a dispensary. You can now order online and have it shipped quickly, discreetly, and conveniently right to your door. And every Mood product is made from pesticide-free cannabis grown on America's best small farms at prices that won't destroy your wallet. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with code RAVENS. So head to mood.com/ravens, check out their online dispensary, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code RAVENS when you check out to save 20% on your first order.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and a watch or tab, also on them.
Service plan required for watch or tab. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
He's been fairly remarkable between 10 and 19 yards all the way across the board.
Got it. Yeah, so it's been good to see him. I think moving to my second matchup, a way that we can control really the game on offense is our screen game. So my second matchup is the Ravens' screen game versus the Steelers' aggressiveness. Kind of like how we have in Baltimore. We like to run to the football, make the play, try and get to the ball. In doing so, sometimes that can be our death because we're so focused on getting to the quarterback, we're not really paying attention to what's going on behind us, and we're susceptible to screen. So taking advantage of that mindset can be key for us. Really going against a smart guy like TJ Watt on the edge is going to be hard in terms of trying to get those tunnel screens and the receiver bubble screens. He's going to be out there batting the ball down. So Lamar has to get those arm angles down. Linemen have to get out there in time. So it's a lot of timing. It's a lot of precision. This week, the Ravens have to focus on getting the screen game going so the rest of the offense could fall in line.
They've been fairly remarkable at getting players out in front of the screen, and I think they'll need to be in this game. The Steelers have a lot of good downhill players, and it's a lot of it centers around what Deshaun Elliott brings this team.
Yep.
In terms of his ability to play downhill. So he's definitely one of the keys. I had, as my second matchup, I had Watt versus Rosengarten plus all the help they are going to give him, and that'll be a lot. And they've got a number of different ways you can help make Rosengarten's job easier versus Watt. I kind of wanted to go through a number of those, but you need to disrupt him individually. There'll be lots of set and chip blocking on his side. So what I like in terms of dealing with Watt is sequenced blocks. Watt's actually pretty good at dealing with a double team and making one of the blockers vestigial, meaning he doesn't have any impact on the play. But if you sequence your blocks, so if you have Ricard, throw a block that actually takes some energy out of Watt. He has to restart his pass rush, you know, after a second, let's say. But then he's floating off out front of a play or floating off into the flat for a screen himself where he could do a little bit of damage. I think that does a good job. Kohler is even a better choice for that kind of initial block because he's a bigger receiving threat once he gets out into the pattern. And then you let Rosengarten take the block over, but Watt will make two blockers look foolish because it'll end up being one block by him trying to beat them to either side. And so you really want to sequence those blocks on the outside and not try and really hit him at the same time because he won't usually fall for going to the middle of that double. Now they've got another option. That's to chip block. If you chip block him, you got to get set on Watt and you got to be in a pretty good position to hold that block, usually to the inside with your inside leverage set. Because oftentimes what will happen is Watt's very slippery. If he gets a chip block from the outside, you actually can do a disservice to your tackle and allow him an easy path through that B gap by him allowing you to provide some of the energy to get him off the primary block from the tackle. So that's something they'll have to do. They want to try and get him, I think, to run himself out of some plays, whether that's in the B gap or in the C gap. If he goes in the B gap, he's very dangerous, but you can get a crack toss going to the outside if you get him to overcommit to the B gap, if you show him that. It's kind of like the goalie showing the five hole to a shooter. Yep. You do it, but only to close it up right away, kind of thing. So the other thing is the C gap, if you let him have the C gap, you better be really ready to get him 12 to 6 blocked along the edge of the pocket. And of course, he's a very good speed of power. He's a very good rip rusher. And it's a difficult job to get him pushed south of the pocket if you're trying to do that. They'll have a few more quick passes, I think. Another way to get at, reduce Watt's effectiveness is to get the ball out quickly. We saw Lamar hit one to Bateman this last week. There have been a few of them. He's had some ball out quick throws. Where he's been really good is under pressure. It hasn't really been as much the ball out quick throws. Even last week, he was, 6 yards and change, which is not bad. It's about normal. But he was 12 point something on the throws with pressure. That did, of course, include the 84-yard throw. But even without that, he'd have looked pretty good. And that's something that you don't want to be under pressure. But Lamar has a good chance to do well despite pressure that we've seen. I do want to see screens to his side. So I had that note as well. I want to see them run the ball right at him. Primarily, I want to see them run right at him because I want pulling linemen to hit Watt.
Yes.
So multiple hits on the same play whenever you can get it. But just as many aggregate hits as he can take during the game, you get him to take some snaps off at that point. He plays about 90% of the snaps. If you can get him to play 83% of the snaps, you're probably in a much better position in terms of running your offense. Pulls, right, we mentioned that. I think still some read options, but I'm leery about running the read option against Pittsburgh because I think it's going to be too often that Watt is just going to have orders to go directly after the quarterback and ignore the running back. And I don't want Lamar taking that kind of punishment. He's already hurt. And we just don't want that in a game like this.
Nor does we want him flying backside and hurting Ronnie's ankle again either.
Boy, that would be bad. So there's a lot of ways they can deal with Watt. Misdirection is one of the best, and it doesn't really matter if he gets frustrated. He's still going to try and keep getting after it. But you got to just keep hitting him, take his wind away, and hope you eventually reduce his effectiveness. Not tremendously effective in the game this past week. So it's something to hope for. He didn't have, I don't think he had a quarterback hit in the game. But he which is, that's kind of unusual with Watt, doesn't knock the quarterback down even once. But the Ravens should be trying for that as at least a secondary objective in this game after beating the Steelers and putting more points on the field.
And I think the main thing that's going to help them is the fact that, Highsmith is not going to be playing this week. Mm-hmm. That is definitely a key plus for the Ravens and being able to make sure they let TJ Watt not wreck the game and probably net. I mean, it's not any slouches. Like, they still have to deal with Hayward on the inside versus either McCary or Falele, which isn't a pleasant image as well. So we still have to deal with that. And then, I mean, they have a formidable pass rush regardless. Both their inside guys is great. And then their rotation on the outside regardless is still going to be formidable. So it's going to be a handful. But being able to just key in on Watt on the outside and send the help there and let Ronnie do his thing.
Yeah,
which I almost wish Watt would just switch to that side, so we don't worry about him. But
honestly, I'm happier that Ronnie is facing Preston Smith. I think primarily on that side. It'll be on passing downs. It'll be primarily him. Highsmith is out. Highsmith gives Ronnie a tremendous amount of trouble.
For sure.
it's good that it'll be Preston Smith, and this is a pretty big test for Ronnie in this game. This is a big one towards what he's worth in 2025. Is to figure out if he can still take care of a kind of an aging veteran, but certainly a crafty pass rusher in Preston Smith. All right. Always a pleasure doing this show with you. Frazier, tell folks where they can talk football with you online.
You guys can reach me at Twitter/X at F_Rave8. That's F_RAVE8.
All right. Really appreciate the listeners. If you want to do something nice for the show, make use of hashtag film study mailbag for any of the film study shows. And I'll try and figure out what's the most appropriate place to answer your question. But we really do appreciate all those. And they help us provide some new content, think about some new questions as we go through this. And I really appreciate the high quality of the questions for this season. So please keep it up. For Frazier Tafar, this is Ken McCusick saying goodbye. We'll talk to you next week on Matchups.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Access big savings every day, all in the Kroger app.
Get tender Heritage Farm boneless chicken breast for $2.49 a pound. Then find low prices on thousands of items like sparkling ice water, Kroger brand chips, and more, all with your card.
Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Working hard is worth it if you're seeing results. And when it comes to working out, the same thing is true. You want the maximum benefit in the time you have, and that's exactly what Tonal is built for. And with their latest iteration, Tonal 2, you can ensure your workout is more tailored and effective than ever. Tonal's at-home strength training system uses adaptive weight to learn from your movement and set the optimal weight for every move, adjusting in 1 pound increments up to 250 pounds, challenging even the most advanced users to push their limits. You can also experience a full body burn with the new Aero HIIT workouts, the perfect blend of heart-pumping cardio and strength. Plus, the new built-in Smart View leverages a high-resolution camera that lets you see yourself during your workout, analyzes your movement, and provides real-time coaching, just like a personal trainer. Right now, Tonal is offering our listeners $200 off your Tonal purchase with promo code 200TONAL. That's Tonal.com and use promo code 200TONAL for $200 off your purchase. That's Tonal.com. Promo code 200TONAL for $200 off.